in the limelight.
Saudi Arabia unleashed its military might against its poor, impoverished neighbor Yemen in 2015, which has resulted in death and destruction of biblical proportions. In a bid, according to Riyadh, to return the ousted president Abdul Rabbah Mansour Hadi to power. Throughout this five-year period, the Saudis have intentionally allowed the war to rage on, with the intent to plunder Yemen's almost untapped oil and gas reserves amid spiraling chaos and a power vacuum in the country. Stay with us for an article written by staff writers of Press TV, under the heading, Saudi Gift to Yemen, Blooded Oil. Stay with us for more. An expose of Saudi measures trying to conclude long-term agreements over Yemen's oil and gas resources with the ex-president of the country, Abdul Rabbah Mansour Hadi, was recently published by Mint Press News in the United States. The report concludes that the Saudis are seeking to gain control over Al-Juf, Ma'rib, Shabwa, and Hadramaut provinces, four provinces with huge oil reserves. The source of this information is thought to be close to Abdul Rabbah Mansour Hadi and asserted that negotiations have already begun between the Saudi state-owned oil company Aramco and the Hadi camp. Jalal al-Salahi, a well-known Yemeni activist, has recently claimed in a video clip to have a copy of the agreement. In the video, which is in Arabic, Jalal al-Salahi says, according to the agreement, Riyadh is to pay $15 billion to the Hadi regime in return for 70 years of oil concessions in Yemen's Al-Juf province. If true, the agreement is tantamount to daylight robbery, considering the truth that the cabinet of the fugitive president holds no legal status in the country anymore. Moreover, it is now an open secret that Abdul Rabbah Mansour Hadi and his high-ranking officials are under close house arrest in the Saudi kingdom, and therefore have no real say in negotiating with the Saudis anyway. Abdul Rabbah Mansour Hadi has, for all intent and purposes, sold out his country by throwing away the rights to Yemeni oil reserves for a relatively meager $15 billion, which compared to wealth that the oil and gas can bring in terms of revenue is very little indeed. This hardly comes as a surprise since Abdul Rabbah Mansour Hadi has already betrayed his country. Brecht Jonkers, historian and journalist, says he fled Yemen back in 2015 after the revolution of 21st of September 2014, in which the Ansar Allah movement led the revolutionary struggle despite the fact that he was not really forced out of power completely. In fact, the revolutionary government back then offered him hands in all of the negotiations, but he refused this. So when you see that he has also decided to start selling out the Yemeni oil wealth, this is basically the next very tragic step in his campaign of betrayal of his country. Riyadh's historical relationship with its poor neighbour Yemen has long been fraught with such exploitative moves. Another example of such intractable behaviour would be the 1934 Treaty of Taif, under which Yemen was forced to hand the fledgling Saudi state control over its provinces of Jizan, Najran, and Asir. Since the onset of the war, the Saudis have not allowed the Yemenis to carry out oil exploration in Al-Juf province through a constant barrage of bombs, rockets, and mortar rounds. According to WikiLeaks, Riyadh has been blocking Yemen's investments in its oil reserves since the 1970s, particularly in Al-Juf province, which has most of the country's oil reserves. The Saudis have become so audacious and confident in their immunity to the consequence that they no longer bother themselves with even a sham agreement when it comes to Yemeni crude oil. In fact, the Saudi oil theft has been a daily occurrence since the outbreak of the war in Yemeni provinces such as Shabwa, Hadramaut, and Al-Mahra. In the heat of their oil price war with Russia, the Saudis reportedly tripled their oil theft, desperate to win a victory no matter what the cost. Brecht Jonkers, a historian and journalist, added, Yemen does not only have significant oil reserve but also liquefied natural gas, which is something that the Saudis can be looking to put their hands on because it is considered to be a possible replacement or at least a very preferable alternative to typical petroleum. This is also one of the reasons why the Saudis got into the conflict with Qatar a few years ago. Secondly, in the oil price battle waged against Russia, the Saudis have tried to damage the economy of Russia by lowering the price of oil and by pumping up more and more petroleum in their own country. They have, of course, damaged their own economy as well. So every single extra source of oil and gas they can find is an extra bonus for Saudi Arabia to continue the oil price battle and to continue to be relevant on the world scale. Credible accounts show that 65% of all Yemeni oil produced since 2015 has been looted by the Saudis and their Emirati allies. There are also reports coming in on the systematic plundering of Yemen's oil by militant groups allied with Saudi Arabia and with the United Arab Emirates, particularly in Ma'arib province and various other eastern provinces of Yemen. The leader of Yemen's Ansarullah movement, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, has said more than 120 million barrels of crude oil have been looted by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates since 2016. The Yemen Ministry of Oil and Minerals figures show that up to 2010, Yemen was estimated to produce around 350,000 barrels of crude oil per month. However, by 2015, when the war started, due to crippling Saudi measures, Yemen was barely able to produce more than 35,000 barrels per day. According to Trading Economics, Riyadh has stripped Yemen of revenues from the sale of at least 70,000 barrels a day since the start of the war, a total of over $6 billion. With that amount of money, the Yemenis would have been in a much better financial position. Saudi Arabia has since, very early on, regarded Yemen as a potential danger, as a sort of competitor in every single aspect, economically, politically, and religiously. That's why one of the first wars waged by Saudi Arabia was back in 1934 against Yemen, in which they took over several important key provinces of Greater Yemen, such as the provinces of Najran and Jizan, whose residents are now considered to be within Saudi Arabia. Yemen is an ancient nation which plays a very important role in Islamic history, also playing a very important part in the geopolitical structure of the West Asia region and of the Red Sea region, and even goes as far as and has influence in North Africa and on the Indian subcontinent and Pakistan. Brecht Jonkers, a historian and journalist, says, So when you see this important historical aspect being played out, there is a very deep-rooted fear in Saudi Arabia that Yemen will constantly be a threat to the relatively new invention of this Saudi Arabia, an invention created by the British and propped up by the Americans. So the Saudis are afraid of a truly sovereign and self-sufficient Yemen, and that is why they have been funding corrupt regimes, rebel groups and terrorist movements since the 1930s. And they have also been trying to destabilize Yemen ever since the 1930s. And even before that, to make sure that Yemen will not be self-sufficient in terms of oil and gas and will definitely not be a major exporter of oil and gas because that would threaten the bottom line of the Saudi kingdom. Saudi Arabia, despite sitting atop the second largest proven petroleum reserves in the world and being the largest exporter of petroleum in the world, still has its eye on Yemen with a view to looting its oil resources.